Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello there, and welcome to the seventh episode of Crime Fighters Click on the Link. Police officers in the city of Mawatu are still trying to establish who was behind the stabbing of college student Zawadi. In the last episode, Zawadi's best friend, Candy, and IT expert Tembo discovered that she had been a victim of an email scam and had lost all the money for her school fees. In today's episode, Secret Stash, Tembo discusses the case with officers Sally Besso and Fred Obi. Let's join them and listen to what they have to say.
Tembo, this report is really intriguing.
Yes, Fred. I was skeptical at first when Candy asked me to look into Zawadi's online history.
Well, I'm glad you did, Tembo. Finding out that she was the victim of an email scam explains why she was asking her classmate Nina for money.
Yes, Sally. And also why she may have been embarrassed to ask her best friend or boyfriend.
I told you the internet wasn't a good thing.
Fred, how can you even say that? The internet is a great tool if you use it properly. And if it wasn't for Tembo digging into Zawadi's online history, we still wouldn't know why Zawadi asked to borrow money from Nina.
True, but just look at the dangers. This young, intelligent girl was conned out of all her money.
But thanks to the internet, we've been able to find something she may not have shared with anyone else.
Indeed. Whatever you put up on the internet can be found by absolutely anyone. They just need to know where to look.
Yes. You really need to be careful. According to the conversation threads in her email account, she lost a huge amount of money, as you can see here. They also asked her to send a processing fee to facilitate the clearance of her certificate of good conduct. What's that supposed to mean?
They use lots of psychological tricks on their victims.
I thought these young people were pretty knowledgeable about technology and the internet.
Well, yes. Most know how to use social media platforms like Twiri very well. But they get carried away and end up forgetting to be careful every time they go online.
Tembo, it says here that she sent the processing fee by mobile transfer.
Yes. And now that we know this, I'm sure we can find the numbers on her call records. But this happened several months ago. It will be hard to find the person who did this. You can be sure they used a temporary unregistered SIM card.
That's right. Last year, we broke up a scam ring that had literally hundreds of SIM cards and cheap phones. They used them to send texts to random people asking them to send money.
Our young people in Mawatu are connecting to the internet without enough knowledge about how to protect themselves.
True.
Still, this does give us a lead. We can keep looking for people who may have lent her money after she lost the savings for school fees.
Maybe she was unable to pay it back, and the person wanted to get back at her. Tembo, I think it would be good if you joined this case officially now to oversee the internet angle.
Okay.
That way we'll make sure we don't miss a thing.
Your name's Candy, you said?
Yes, sir.
Officer Besso has only allowed you 5 minutes. And I'll be in the room with you and the suspect. Normally, friends' visits aren't allowed, just family and lawyers. You must have done something good for her to bend the rules.
Thank you, sir.
Wake up, Matu. You have a visitor. Poor boy.
Hey, Matu.
Hey, Candy. What are you doing here?
I came to see you.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why are you here to see me? Why today?
I tried to visit you before, but I only got approval from Officer Besso to visit you today. And only for 5 minutes.
How's Zawadi?
There's no change. She's still in a coma. Matu, Zawadi is going to be all right. I'm sure of it.
Do you think I did it?
What? Don't be ridiculous. If I thought that, I wouldn't be here.
Did Zawadi ever ask you for money?
You know about that?
Yes, the police told me. Did you know she had money troubles?
No. We've just found out that Zawadi was the victim of an email scam. She lost most of the money for her school fees.
How come she never told me anything?
I don't know. Do you think she went to a pawnbroker?
Do you remember the phone I got her for her birthday?
How can I forget? Every girl in class was so envious.
Well, nobody knows that I didn't actually buy it. I got it from my cousin. He brought us back gifts from his travels. Anyway, I gave it to Zawadi, but she later told me she'd lost it. She said she was pickpocketed on the bus. Then she went back to using her old phone.
You think she may have used the other one as collateral?
Maybe.
Time is almost up.
Candy, please. You're the only one who can help me. Everyone else thinks I'm guilty. Please, help them find out who stabbed Zawadi. The next time Officer Obi comes, I'll tell him about the phone. Maybe they can try to trace it, even though it's a few months since it was lost.
Don't tell Officer Obi that I told you about the scam. I'll talk to Officer Beso and tell her what you told me.
Time is up. Come on, young girl. Let's go.
Hello, Kilele.
Hello, Tembo. How did you know it was me?
You're forgetting I work in IT.
Did you tap my phone?
No, silly. I have an application on my phone that searches for new numbers that call me. You're the young one here. You should know about these things.
I do now. Thank you for educating me.
So how can I help you?
Well, the last time we were together, we talked about digital footprints. And I've been thinking about that a lot.
Go on.
It's because I have a sort of a problem.
Kilele, are you in trouble?
No, yes. I don't know, Tembo. That's why I'm calling you. I'm a member of an online gambling community. We make bets on things like football matches and sometimes on political events and stuff like that. It's all been pretty harmless so far.
How does it work exactly?
We send money to the administrators through our phones. Then we log in online at a scheduled time and wait for the results. Then if you're in the winning camp, the money is divided amongst all the members of that site. Sometimes you win 100, other times it can be as much as 200.
Okay.
But a few weeks ago, we had a really high bet. Everyone who won would have got 2,500. People even borrowed money to get in on that one.
Kilele, this sounds serious. Perhaps it's better if you come to the police station so we can talk about it in person.
I don't know if I should. You see, Tembo, Zawadi and I are in the same online community.
Are you sure? Did she register using her real name?
No, we use secret code names. Only the administrators know our real identities. But she mentioned the gambling to me once.
I see.
She told me that on the last bet she won the highest amount. And last night, someone made a joke saying we should be careful not to win too much so we don't get stabbed like Zawadi did. It was just a joke, but it got me thinking. People seemed to know that she was the winner. Maybe someone got angry with her for winning and decided to take the money away from her.
You should give this information to the police officially, Kilele.
But Tembo, what if I go to prison for gambling? We are sworn to secrecy in this community. You know, gambling is illegal in our country.
All right, listen. Just come to my office and we'll figure out the best way to deal with this, okay?
Thank you so much, Tembo.
So the apparently model student Zawadi was also involved in online gambling. Might the high amount of money she won with that last bet be reason enough for someone to try to kill her? Tembo is slowly unraveling who Zawadi really was. Has he uncovered all her secrets now? Or does something else await him? Don't miss out the next episode to find out. You can listen to this episode again by visiting our website dw.com/crimefighters. Also, join the discussion on Facebook. Until next time, goodbye and stay safe.